One doesn't paddle into the boundary waters seeking human stories. Instead, we seek what Thoreau called the tonic of wildness, or what Sigurd Olsen described as the antidote of modern life. On the other hand, there are so few human signs in this wilderness that we often do search them out. The ancient ochre pictographs, for example, remind us of the human need to mark our passing. One of my favorite boundary water stories is set in the northern reaches of Basswood Lake. An abandoned Canadian outpost there was home to the last of the Quetico Rangers, a man named Walt Hearn, memorialized by Olson in his essay, King's Point. When Olson was a young guide in the 1920s, he writes, Hearn loomed larger than life, a part of the wilderness itself. Later, Olson learned that Hearn had a surprising secret desire. He longed to return to his native England, where he could devote his retirement to flower gardening. This archetype of the northern wilds was a secret lover of pansies and petunias. I loved to visit King's Point, wandering through the old outpost and imagining Hearn saving vegetable scraps to make his precious garden compost. On this particular trip, I had my writing students search for the remains of Hearn's garden. Near the old cabin, we found something that did not belong to the wilderness at all. It was a patch of chives. Hearn and Olson, both long dead, would have seasoned their soups from this very patch. My students and I could not resist. We nicked a palm full of chives and paddled them back to our campsite. That night, Walt Hearn's chives flavored our soup, and even our walleye fillets. My, they were delicious. I'm Chris Fink, and that's my perspective.